simple, and it can also be lofty and exalted and big. You know, you can have an orchestra, or it can come down to a beautiful a cappella. Some of the most beautiful music in the world is a cappella music, and many, many beautiful pieces written in the 17th and 18th century, a cappella pieces, are just magnificent pieces of music, harmonies, beautiful music, very different than huge orchestrations of great music or big organs and things like that. I just don't think the Bible puts any limits on that.
That is one of the distinctives of Grace Church, that there people frequently ask me, what style of worship do you do at Grace? What style of music and all of that? And we use a variety of music styles and a variety of different styles of everything.
But you know what? There's sort of a bottom line principle for me when it comes to worship, and it is this. I don't want to do any music that is going to offend anybody who's there to worship. And I know this, that if we did on Sunday morning what a lot of churches do, which is nothing but flat-out contemporary, kind of edgy, loud, banging, smashing, clanging music, it would offend a huge portion of our congregation. Huge. I'm not willing to do that. And I think that's part of what we've taught, so that our church is primarily young people, as you know. Well, we've been taking in about 75, 80 new members a month for 10 years, and 85% of them are 30s and under. I talked to one of them the other day who said, I come because I love the hymns. I weep when the hymns are sung. So I think that when it comes to worship, I want to do a broad spectrum of music, all that's good, all that people will enjoy, but nothing that would harm or limit the worship of someone, even if they're a weaker brother. If you're a non-believer, you might not like any of that music. That's not an issue to me. That's not what that's about. You might not like anything about the church. You might not like the sermon either. We're not there to entertain non-believers. We're there to worship. And I think the most powerful thing that could ever happen to a non-believer is to walk into a service of people who are lost in wonder, love, and praise, to borrow the hymn writer, and who are exploding in worship to the Lord, and to be an eavesdropper on a worshiping community of people. Far more powerful.